The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Don't count to three with your kids. Don't negotiate with your children to get obedience from them. You're not a hostage. You don't need to enter into a hostage negotiation like your kids are terrorists or something. Don't negotiate with your children because you're not a hostage to your children unless you've allowed yourself to become a hostage to your children.
Do you find yourself asking your children how you should parent them? Maybe in the name of helping them grow and make better decisions, you have taken a back seat and given them control they are not yet ready for. How is that working out? Today, Pastor Dan speaks sternly to those of you who have, quite accidentally, become hostages to your children. You don't have to let this be your reality, even if you don't feel like it. You are in charge and responsible for them. Leading isn't going to be easy, but it is required of parents. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, with today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Matthew chapter 15, Jesus rebukes the religious leaders because they were not honoring their parents. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus says in verse 4, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to the Lord, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition, you hypocrites?" Here's what they were doing in those days. These are adults. They've got adult parents, elderly parents. And in that culture, in that day, the children took care of the elderly parents. They didn't have Social Security. You know, you didn't have a 401k or anything like that. And so when your parents got old, the children would bring them into the home and the parents would come to live with the adult children, and the adult children would take care of the parents. What these hypocrites were doing is they were saying, well, we would take care of our parents, but this money we would spend for our parents' care, we've actually dedicated that to God, and we plan on giving it to God, so we really can't afford to take care of our elderly parents now because we're dedicating this money to God. And Jesus says, you're just trying to create a loophole to get around the commandment and get out of taking care of your parents in their old age. So you should honor your parents. Even when you're older, you should honor your parents. Look for ways to honor your parents when they're elderly and you're an adult. Now, back here in Ephesians chapter 6, again in verse 1, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So this commandment, it requires obedience from children. This commandment requires children to obey their parents. Now listen, please, parents, if you're a parent here, please listen. This commandment implies that parents are requiring obedience from their children. This commandment implies, parents, that you are requiring and asking obedience from your children. And so I want to talk to parents for just a few moments now. Parents, require obedience from your children. Require obedience from your children. train your children to be obedient to your instructions. Train your children to be respectful. Require obedience from them. And require obedience from your children the first time you tell them to do something. You should not tell your children to do something two or three times before they do it. You should not count to three with your kids, because you're training your children that they don't have to obey until the number three. Don't count to three with your kids. Don't negotiate with your children to get obedience from them. You're not a hostage. You don't need to enter into a hostage negotiation like your kids are terrorists or something. Don't negotiate with your children, because you're not a hostage to your children unless you've allowed yourself to become a hostage to your children. Don't bribe your children to get obedience from them. Well, if you do this, I'll buy you ice cream on the way home. Don't be passive parents. Don't be passive parents who act helpless about controlling their children and allow their children to be out of control in public. Don't be passive parents. You're the parent. You're in charge. The kids are not in charge. You're in charge. The kids don't decide what you do. You decide what you do. You're the parent. You're bigger than they are. And so parents, explain your expectations to your children and then require obedience. And discipline your children if they do not obey you. Correct your kids. Now, I have three kids. I realize this takes work. This takes consistency. We don't expect our kids to be perfect all the time. It's labor intensive when they're young, but it's worth it. And it's biblical. It's biblical. Passive parenting does not produce respectful kids. It produces children that are not very pleasant to be around for other people. Training your children to be obedient and to be respectful and to have gratitude is biblical. Not training them and allowing them to disobey you and allowing them to be disrespectful and ignoring their bad behavior is unbiblical. This is not a philosophy of parenting issue. This is a biblical issue that we as Christian parents are called to, right? I can expect passive parenting from an unsaved person because they're not saved. But this is what we're called to as Christian parents. I want to look at a few verses together. So we're going to start out in Proverbs chapter 22. So turn there in your Bible. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so there we're commanded as parents to train our children. To train your children. And let me just say too, as a parent, train your children at home in little things. Expect obedience from your kids in little things around the house so that they're trained to be obedient to you. Then you can take them out in public. You don't do the training out in public because your kids will know, I gotcha. You can't do anything to me here in this restaurant or here in the mall or here in the grocery store, and we're going to have a standoff. You train them at home. And you win that and you teach that at home so that when you take them out in public, they've already learned obedience. So train them. Turn back to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. Oh, this is a good verse. Proverbs 19, verse 18. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. Chasten your child, chasten your son, while there is hope, when they're young is the idea. And do not set your heart, notice, on his destruction. By discipling or disciplining your child and requiring obedience from them, you are training them. What are you training them for? You are training them for life. You are training them for adulthood. Because when they are an adult, they will be required to submit to authority. They will be required to obey instructions. They will be required to do things they don't want to do. And so you are preparing that child for adulthood, but you prepare them for that when they're a child. By not requiring obedience from your children, you are training them to be disobedient without even realizing it. You are training your children to be disrespectful. That's what verse 18 is talking about here. And do not set your heart on his destruction. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction or his ruin. You are setting that child up. If you don't train them and teach them and require obedience from them, you are setting that child up for ruin in life. Because if you're an adult in the room, you know you have to do things you don't want to do every single day. And you have to obey people every single day. And you have to take instruction and do it every single day. So if you're not instilling that in your child, when there's hope, when they're young, when they're teachable and malleable, you are setting them up for ruin in adulthood.
You're listening to Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton of Calvary Chapel, Ellicott City, Maryland. We'll return to the second half of today's message in a moment. But first, here's a word from Pastor Dan.
It's my privilege to share the Word of God with you through our radio ministry, Ring of Truth. Thank you for tuning in each day. Hey, I would love to hear from you. Will you take a moment to email me to tell me how these daily studies have ministered to you? I want to hear your story. You can email me through our website at calvaryec.com. That's calvaryec.com.
Thanks, Pastor Dan. Now let's join him again for the conclusion of today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Now turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. Sometimes spanking your child is necessary. Spanking is biblical. Now, spanking should be done in a loving manner. It should never be done in anger. It's never intended to injure the child or hurt the child. It's not intended to, you know, scar them or bruise them or anything like that. If it's handled in a loving way and a biblical way, you never discipline a child with your hand. Your hand should always be love coming towards that child. And the Bible has a lot to say about spanking your child when it's needed. And if you're a parent and you would say, well, I don't believe in spanking, God does. And God knows more about parenting than we do. And there's lots of verses in the book of Proverbs. I would encourage you to do a Bible study on spanking, on the rod. Disciplining your child. It doesn't happen very often when the children are young. The general idea of this verse here, look what it says again. He who loves him disciplines him promptly. The general idea is if you love your child, you will discipline them. Not disciplining them is unloving. allowing them to just behave however they want to behave and being passive, that's actually unloving to do to your child. And look, please note the word promptly. Discipline him promptly. Discipline her promptly. Don't count to three. Don't negotiate. Prompt discipline. Whether that includes spanking or just some other form of correction, do it promptly. Now, Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. If you're exhausted from your kids because they're so wild, correct them. Correct them. And he will give you rest. And he will be a delight to your soul. Correcting your child, disciplining your child, training your child, requiring obedience from your child, it will give you rest and make your child a delight to your soul so that you will be able to take your child to the grocery store or to a restaurant and sit and enjoy a meal in a restaurant or bring them to church. You can take them to a person's house for dinner and enjoy the evening. It gives you rest. And it causes that child to be a delight. Now, here's why this commandment is most important. Here's why it is most important for parents to require obedience from your children. Here's why, listen. Because the gospel requires obedience. Because the gospel requires obedience. Obedience to the faith. The word of God requires obedience. We show our love for Jesus Christ, the Bible says, by our obedience to his commandments. So Christian parents who require obedience from their children, they are preparing them for the gospel. They are preparing them to submit their life to God. They are preparing them to submit themselves to God's authority and to the Word of God. And if you're a parent, isn't that what you want for your kids? Right? I mean, you want them to make millions of dollars so they can buy you a nice house. And you want them to submit to the gospel and believe on Jesus Christ for salvation. If you train your child when they're young to be obedient to authority in their life and submit to it, you are teeing up their heart for the gospel message. So parents, please require obedience from your children. Now, go back to Ephesians chapter 6 for me. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what is the promise? Verse 3, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Now, of course, this promise does not mean that everyone who obeys their mom and dad will live to be 100 years old. That's not what it's saying. The idea here is generally speaking, it's just a general rule. Generally speaking, if you obey your parents, generally speaking, you will enjoy God's blessing on your life if you obey your parents. Generally, you will have a much better life. You will be much better off if you honor your parents. Even if your parents aren't Christians, they probably have wisdom. Just from living longer than you. And they have more life experience that they can share, that you can learn from, that will lead to a better life for you. Just common sense wisdom that comes with age and life and experience. Now, turn back to Proverbs chapter 30 for me. Proverbs chapter 30. If you have young children, This is a great verse to teach your young children, to get your young children to memorize, to be able to recite this verse back to you. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. And that's a great verse for kids to learn. Especially at night, right before they go to sleep, and you shut the lights off and walk out and close the door. Here's what that verse is saying. It's a pretty graphic way of saying a child who mocks and despises his parents' instruction is inviting blindness. Is inviting blindness. Is blinding himself or herself. Because your parents see things you don't see. And your parents understand things you don't understand about the way the world works. And your parents can help you avoid pitfalls in life that you're just not aware of. And so if you despise your parents' instruction, you're blinding yourself. You're inviting blindness into your life. And if you're an adult in this room and you had your parents growing up, you know there were times, you have stories when your mom or your dad said, I don't think that's a good idea for you to do. Why not? It's a great idea. Well, here's five reasons why I think it's a terrible idea. Right? And they had a set of eyes you didn't have. And they saw things that were dangers or traps that you didn't see. And they gave you advice and they gave you wisdom. And they steered you a certain way and they steered you away from certain things and steered you into other things. And if you despise that, well, you might as well have birds gouge out your eyes and you just stumble around blind now through life. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, verse 1. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Wise son makes a glad father. A foolish son is the grief of his mother. You break your mother's heart. Turn back to Exodus chapter 21, verse 15. Exodus 21, 15. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Look down at verse 17. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And verse 15, of course, is talking about physically striking your parents, but it can also be verbally striking them, lashing out at them with your words. Verse 17, he who curses his parents. We live in a culture that is so far away from God's standard where it is normal for kids to speak disrespectfully to parents or to shout at parents and argue with parents. It's even in children's cartoons now where kids are disrespectful to their parents and speak disrespectfully about their parents and even curse their parents, dishonor their parents with their words. That's the culture. But that's not how a Christian child should be.
He asked me how I know, and I say, bring sure.
Did you know that Ring of Truth is a listener-supported ministry aimed to bring you God's Word wherever you're at? Whether you're at home or on the road, we're here to help you grow in your faith. You love to stay connected through social media? Find us on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and our podcast. There are numerous other ways to stay up to date with what's happening at Ring of Truth. All you have to do is go to calvaryec.com to get started. Our mission and vision and what we believe can be found on our website as well. In case you didn't catch that website, it's calvaryec.com. Ring of Truth is a radio ministry that comes to you from Columbia, Maryland. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. For those of you who aren't morning people, we also have a Sunday afternoon service at 12:30 p.m. Or you're welcome to come Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Take your pick, but please, come if you're in the area. Did you know that live stream is available for those unable to attend in person? For all of our long-distance listeners, we hope you'll utilize this tool to stay connected. Pastor Dan has been teaching from the book of Exodus, and he's not done yet. Be sure to come back again as he continues pulling nuggets from this Old Testament book. Thanks for staying tuned in today to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft and am. Well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.